Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbit T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 31, a lot of famous things going on in yesterday and today's Gemara, especially with the Hillel and the convert practicing so much humility, so much patience, so much being able to deal with the person and talking to the person and being able to hear out the person. But that's not even what we want to talk about today, even though that's a great lesson in and of its own right. Hill is a fantastic leader and person, great sayings throughout Pirkei Avos. Let's talk about the four questions, not of Pesach that's coming up rapidly upon us, but the four questions you're asked after 120 years, very famous. Rava says the verse refers to the questions asked when one is judged by the heavenly court. Number one, did you conduct business faithfully, emunas? Did you have set times to learn Torah, itacha, kevius? Were you involved in procreation, peru or avru, chosen the strength of heirs? Did you hope for the salvation, yeshuos, kevita the yeshua? Did you study wisdom with in-depth debate, chachmas? This is an extra one that we don't always think about. Did you extrapolate from what you have learned, vadas? Did you apply what you have learned? So these six questions that we are asked after 120 years should really be guiding questions, daily questions, and life path questions that should guide us upon our life. We have to do our business faithfully. We have to be honest. Even if a person overcharges by 5 cents or undercharges by 5 cents, we should give them back the 5 cents. We should tell them about the 5 cents. I remember a couple of times my wife and I realized that we were overcharged or undercharged, and we called the restaurant. We told the restaurant, or we donated, not every time were we so good about it, but in general, we tried a few times at least. We should all be better about that. Faithful honesty in financial things, especially little things, when it comes to orders or buying things or purchasing things or selling things, and making sure we have set times to learn Torah, kvei itim la Torah. Again, it doesn't have to be 75 hours throughout the week, but if you set aside a few minutes a day, a few hours a day, if you do the daf with the rabbi like I try to do, that gives you the hour that you're for sure learning. And if you do different things to be involved in Torah, you have to have set times to learn Torah. You have to be involved in being able to promulgate the Jewish nation, having children. If you don't have your zivug yet, you should be zochet to find your zivug b'mher v'yemenu as soon as possible. If you do have children, then make sure to raise them properly, help other people find their zivug, help other people in their path. And if you don't have children yet, you should be zochet to have children right away as well. So we have to be involved in raising the children and helping other people find their zivug and helping other people if they have challenges with their own children. And we have to always yearn for Mashiach. There is no time more present than now that we should hope for the salvation. We should think about and plan to make Aliyah. The world is nuts. We should be in our land. We should be in Israel as soon as possible. Mashiach should come Bekarov before Pesach in a few days. We should hope and yearn for it and pray for it. It should be literally straining on our hearts. Where is Mashiach? Why is he not here yet? Who else has to get sick? God forbid. Who else has to not be with us? God forbid. We should all be together. Nobody else should have to get sick or anything. He should come as soon as possible. We should all move to Israel as soon as possible with the building of with Beis Hamikdash, with Mashiach at the helm. And we should study wisdom with debate. We should make sure when we study, when we learn, it's with the debate, with learning the proper thing. With learning the proper things, and we should be able to keep this in mind and learn and do all the things as best possible and bring Mashiach speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 32 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.